My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Shope.
Last night at 12:30 in the morning, I ate a can of mushrooms.
I did.
Pieces and stems, if you're wondering. As opposed to buttons, it was pieces and stems, which will be my next year's fantasy football team name.
Pieces and stems.
Pieces and stems.
And the Bulldog.
I should be ashamed to admit this publicly, but whatever. How long have we been doing this? I'm a junkie. I can't be trusted.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I've come a long way since Pieces and Stems.
No kidding.
Fantasy-wise,
three
but also...
Three fantasy teams, you're saying that in that clip?
Mushrooms-wise.
Oh,
as well.
I see.
I'm now getting like the marinated package of mushrooms like by the deli.
Okay.
You know, maybe some garlic.
All right.
Or peppers. I like to make them, too.
I like it.
So,
The world of mushrooms is a fascinating world, Mike.
Oh, you're so right.
Yeah.
Get ready for more taunts. Christian McCaffrey out. Here comes Jordan Mason right down your throat on Sunday. Get ready.
Oh, you claimed him, eh? You got him on your squad?
I did.
Yeah.
Olympic
I think,
Sands.
I think I'm taunt-proof. I don't know. I'm not scared of the taunts. I just don't know how to find them.
I think you're lying. I would never admit to being taunted. I didn't see it. That's what you're doing.
Oh, I would love to be taunted. Because this is not. This is.
Sure. I would say that too. That's also what someone would say.
I want to be engaged. I want to feel like you need to. I think I'm winning. I'm in your head. I know I'm losing, but I'm in your head enough that you're taunting me. Like that's good for me. I'm not gonna look around like what's the name on the back of your jersey like Allen did to that dude last night. Did you see the clip of that? Somebody on the Dolphins was talking smack at him, and Josh gave him the old like look around behind like who are you again?
Allen, I mean it just continues. It was 4 years ago. It was his rookie year, the second time they played late in the season, maybe last game of the season against Miami, and the Bills crushed them. That's not even the game that the Dolphins needed. Well, maybe it was. Just like
no, it wasn't.
Okay, the rookie year, and then only the one loss since.
Yeah, the year they needed it was I think 20. The Bills were already great,
and
they murdered him by 30 or whatever it was.
56-26.
Yep.
It just continues. I think last night, for all these Bills beatings of the Dolphins, was the worst for Miami, because the Bills. I mean, I'm not sure this is. We're going to send this away yet, but they seem vulnerable, you know, and you're at home. You've got that extra motivation. You've been listening all off season to people just sort of dismissing you because of, you know, they're not one of the big boys. The Dolphins are such an easy target.
Can't beat good teams. Couldn't beat the Bills at home to win the division with a 3-game lead with 5 games. Yeah, they've been getting smashed. You know, that narrative was right to sort of dig into going into this game. And that's, yeah, that's why it's got to hurt all the worse. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, you know, we talked to Armando Salguero on Wednesday about the Dolphins and the league. Then he went long on the Tyreek Hill episode from last Sunday and said, like, that's the only thing. It's a short week, and that's all anyone has been talking about here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Already the game is Thursday, and all anyone's talking about is the cops and Tyreek Hill and all that. So I don't know, maybe that swallowed them up or something. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, they gotta feel just utterly demoralized. I mean, they got manhandled while Tua Tagovailoa was playing, and then on top of it, he suffers yet another concussion, and his entire future is up in the air. That is not too dramatic to say. You know, maybe he'll recover quickly and be back in a week or two. Who knows? You know, guys go into the concussion protocol and come out relatively quickly. So, you know, I'm going to assume every precaution and every I and T are going to be dotted and crossed, respectively, on this player in particular. But there's no guarantee that he comes back at all. And so it's week two. The season is just getting started, and now that on top of looking completely and utterly inferior to the Bills.
803-0550, Football Friday. We're good here for the next 15 to 20 minutes. We'll do picks after that. Things are a little truncated for us today with a Sean McDermott press conference that will run at the top of next hour. And then Paul is absolutely just ripping the show from our hands.
He is banging on the door over here.
Down at Harbor Center for the Prospects Challenge. So that'll be coming your way before 7, then the game's at 7. Here's Brian next. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. So just my general observation last night, just a strange conservative game plan, I thought, from the Dolphins. I mean, they tried that deep shot right away to Tyreek Hill. Benford had that completely walled off, noticed it, was at full steam, and was stride for stride for with Hill. And then I just felt like the whole first half, when the Dolphins really could have made a difference in the game, it was just kind of runs and a lot of strange, like, dump-off plays. You know, right away in the second half, you know, they tried one to Hill. That might have been his best play of the night. They just, like you were saying, Mike, they just did a bubble screen right to him and said, like, here, we're going to just force you the ball to get you back into the game. But I thought just a strange play. And it reminded me of, like, the Panthers when they had Christian McCaffrey, where, sure, fantasy-wise, he piles up gaudy numbers, but it's just, I mean, Achan became their entire offense, where he's the dump-off option. He's running the ball all the time. He's 22 carries in that game, even with Tua. So, yeah, the Bills caught them on the right night when it came to that.
Yep. It's always, or almost always, both ways, right? Like, we got into this last hour, where the Bills' defense is really, they've done an amazing thing. Not just this game, but consistently over the years. I mean, they've had great players too. But whenever they lose somebody, they just seem fine. Like, they just come through it fine. I don't think they think of it like that. You know, it's not that Matt Milano or Taron Johnson don't have real value, but here we've said it all already. Like, here you're playing a team that just has every reason to get you. And they didn't really play that way anyway. And then when they did try things, Tua was off and you had easy picks. And you end up winning with 31 points on a night where you ran 45 plays, which is kind of insane. There are two games, I mentioned this earlier and tweeted it. There are two games in Bills history going back to the mid-60s, at least, where they ran as few plays and won. 45 was the number last night. That's super low. Yardage-wise, too. Like, it's the second lowest yards total in a Bills win since Allen, I believe. There was a Jet game a couple years ago at home that I don't remember at all.
Yeah, I have them at 237 yards on the game.
237, which is low. I mean, Allen's passing prop was higher than that. That's their total, and Cook scored 3 touchdowns. So there's two Bills games in the last 55 years-ish where they've run fewer plays and won. One was Jim Kelly's first ever win, 1986 against St. Louis. The show has never sounded older than a reference to a football game against St. Louis. And then that famous Sunday night 1990 Raiders game. I was there, and the block punts and Odom's wrestling the ball, I think from Willie Gault, was it, or Brown, on the sideline and scoring. The Bills ran, I think it was 43 plays, something. It was fewer. They scored 38 points in that game somehow doing that. So just very small company in that area, like that sort of context for what last night's game was. 31-10 on 45 offensive plays. And Allen comes in at what?
139 yards.
Yikes.
Only 2 yards rushing on two carries.
What?
One bench hurdled.
I guess I don't have that on here.
Yeah, I saw it. I don't think fantasy allows for that. There's no scoring mechanism to
should be.
Get you points for hurdling the bench. I think, you know, catch him on the right night. Sure. When we talked about this during the last hour, you're not exactly saying it, but you're pointing at Miami like the caller, and I'm right here going, hey, man, flowers for the coaches, flowers for Jamarcus Ingram. But look, those turnovers were sloppy. I don't think they're bankable. I mean, you got a ball that went off of the receiver's hip, basically. Terrible job. That's Dubose on the first one. The second one was a horrendous throw. And then the third one was just maybe Tua's flaws all-encompassing on that play. He can't get out of there. There's pressure in his face. All he wants to do is throw it out of bounds, and he airmails it to the point where Jamarcus Ingram can practically fair catch it and waltz into the end zone.
Wow.
Those are your turnovers. Then, you know, we already talked about the fourth down stuff. I mean, the Bills stopped them on 4 out of 5 fourth downs, and, you know, that was winning at the point of attack. Two of those were sacks. At least two of them were sacks. Did they pick a bad time to get beat up front? And they just did not have it. But
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as like the choices Tua's making there, I talked about it all day yesterday leading up to the game. Disrupt that first read, make him reload and reconsider, and you are already ahead of the game with playing that team. Because what they want to do is hit that first guy quick in timing, out of motion. He's got room to run. He's already got a full head of steam, and he's going to torch you. I mean, they do it all kinds of different ways. But the way they want to beat the Bills, I think, because the Bills are going to really try to take that deep stuff away from you, is underneath and crossers and just quick hitters and use that speed to kill you. And the only speed you really saw in the game out of them was Achane. Hill and Waddle were very muted, and I give the Bills coverage credit for that. They pushed Tua to have to throw it to Robbie Chosen. And you're playing the Miami Dolphins. That is absolutely where you want to live.
Were you online during the game?
Not much.
What is the latest with this? So I went on my friend's podcast. It's called Ship Chasing. It's a fantasy-themed thing. And they sometimes call me when the Bills are playing. So it's a show that's on all the time. Thursday night football they do with pick'ems and everything. So I agreed to go on. And, you know, one guy's in Boston, another is in San Diego, one's in Seattle. And they're all watching the game at different moments. Like, everybody's stream is a little different.
Right, right.
And I love these guys. Like, these are friends of mine that I've come to know from Vegas trips and everything. Like, I can't wait to say yes when they ask me. Mm-hmm. And so I go on, and I'm, like, literally 30 seconds behind the slowest of the three of them. So it's kind of loose, right? You know, we don't talk over each other, or we try not to. It's a little bit, you know, more old-fashioned. These guys are just like, you know, we're drinking, and, you know, everything, anything goes. Anything right. goes. And so every time I started to talk, Gretch would be like, oh! I mean, it was like the Kincaid injury, the first pick, the first touchdown. I mean, I just could not. I was so far behind, and there was no glitching. I'm on Fubo. I'm on Prime. I'm not on Channel 7. I'm on Prime on Fubo. And is it everybody? So I was not on Twitter, X as you call it. I was not on Twitter or X, but I'm on this stream, and it'd be kind of cool if we were all sort of on the same timeline here with this game.
Yeah.
But I never caught up. And at like end of the first quarter, I'm like, guys, I'm not really even watching this game right now. I gotta go.
I did not notice. I did dip in. I will say I don't. You know, I try to stay out of social media while the Bills game is going on because it's just too. You know, just there's just a lot of overreaction while the game is happening. In particular, I do that when we are going to be working after the game. Like, I just don't want all of that clouding my brain. Like that, you know, like Big Nuts 55 was mad about a punt in the first quarter. Like, it's not going to help me at all. If I'm mad about the punt, I'll tell you. I don't need to know that he was mad or she. All right. So anyway,
it might be a she.
It could be a she. Think? Big Nuts 55. Who knows?
That's the genius.
That's
of it.
The beauty of social
That's
media.
The bit.
I don't even know. Could be a 12-year-old kid for all I know. Anyway. So, but you know, we're not working last night. So I was, you know, dipping in and out, and I don't think Prime, like, I wasn't watching on Fubo. Like, I have just the Prime app itself.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, all right.
That's what I meant. So, it wasn't Fubo.
Yeah, the Fubo, I get a lag, and I see tweets. It's another reason why I stay off it while I'm watching the Bills games, because it can spoil it. I did not experience any of that. When I looked in, it seemed like, I was on top of it. So, I don't know. You might have had a system failure in your house.
Well, it became just a whole big Buffalo joke, the whole show. Like, you know, one of the, it's not a bit, but one inside joke of theirs with me is like, does Buffalo have an airport? And, you know, yes, we actually do. We have an NFL team. We have an airport. Mm-hmm. And so I get on there last night. I'm there because the Bills are playing, and I'm just like five plays behind. I mean, I just, what good am I? Oh, the game. And that was just the joke. Well, you know, everything was about how far behind I was watching this game. But
tough one there.
I don't know what to do about it.
Like, no, I don't either.
I was caught up, you know, live.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's just what I had.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
I said, I'm not even in Buffalo. I'm north on the border. I'm on the water on the border by Canada. And I'm using that excuse.
Maybe that's the problem.
Now, is that the problem?
Too close to the river?
And they're like, you're north of Buffalo? It's that bad? You know, yes. Yes. It's good and bad. Right now it's bad.
There's north of Buffalo. What's north of Buffalo? Antarctica?
What could that be? Where's that? Show me that on a map. It's water. Anyway. Sean McDermott, I mean, what another great night for him. Mike McDaniel. It's a new season. Last year, Mike McDaniel was just blowing people's minds with their offense. And here we go. Okay. Down Milano, down Johnson, Hyde Poyer, Trey White.
Bernard eventually.
Bernard pretty early.
Yeah.
And whatever.
Nope.
10 points.
Yeah, McDermott, yeah, the defense definitely deserves a lot of the credit today, in my opinion, without a doubt. But talking about McDermott, I want to mention again, I think I did at the start of the show, that first drive, that 4th and 3, was a great moment for him too. Because for a lot of fans, I mean, I'm not the most aggressive, you know, the 4th down thing and whatever. But you know, I like when you're going to go for it. I like when you're not going to punt. And they're 4th and 3, and it's like, okay, they're keeping the offense on the field. Good. Then as they line up and the play clock is ticking down, I'm like, oh, this is one of these, they're just going to try to get them to jump, which, you know, gets tedious. And it's annoying because it usually leads to them not going for it. But, you know, it can pay off, so I'm not against them trying it. The surprise, the thing that I think was so good for McDermott last night is not only did it look like they were lining up to just draw them off sides, they call the timeout, like, okay, of course, here comes the field goal kicker. And it wasn't apparent right away. Like, as Allen, the way the camera shot, at least on the feed I was watching, Allen's walking to the side. It's kind of a tight shot on Allen. And you can see Quentin Morris and other guys that I'm expecting our field goal team guys walking out on the field is what I'm thinking is happening. And they're going to take the points. But no, they talked it through, and here comes the offense back on the field. And Joe Brady dials up just, I mean, a work of art. That was such a great play call. The misdirection, it was a little reminiscent to me of Andy Reid and the Super Bowls. Like, he's got Samuel in motion twice, and he doubles back. And, of course, I mean, watch that play back. The Dolphins' eyes collectively are on Samuel. They think all of that motion, all that eye candy is designed to get you to think, this is designed for him. He's going right. Oh, he's coming back. Left. Oh, he stopped and turned around. He's going back right. And then there's Cook just all alone, buck naked, wide open.
It's like a Dolphins play.
Just a beautiful, beautiful play. I mean, that is scheming someone open. Somebody called us last night during pregame. Like, I want to see Cook more involved, not just dump offs. I'm like, they'll do that. They did that last year. There it was last night. I mean, that was absolutely designed for Cook. Walk-in touchdown. Perfect.
Great night for him. We've got picks coming up. Hall of Famer Joe Schmidt has died. Football player from the old days, Detroit Lions. You know the name?
Sounds familiar.
He was a linebacker.
Which one of us kicked him out of the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
I don't know, but I remember him for one thing. When I had my last ever episode of The Hobby, mm-hmm. You know what happened?
Terry Pegula called?
So Kim Pegula, they were in the car listening. And she thought, you know, she and I had met a few times, and, oh, it's his last show. Why don't you call in? Why don't you be the last caller in the history of the show? So he does. Terry.
This is Terry Pegula, Bills and Sabres owner.
Terry.
Right.
And I don't know it's him. You know all this. I know you know all this. But, you know, he's trying to figure out, I guess, like, what am I going to say? You know, mm-hmm. It's a card collecting show. What does he have to say? And the one thing he said before I dismissed him was his favorite player was Joe Schmidt.
Oh, no kidding.
I think he might have even said that at the press conference when he bought the Bills. He might have mentioned Joe Schmidt. I hope I'm remembering the call right. It was very short because I had to get out by 8:56:50 so that we could get to that betting syndicate.
The Saskatchewan silencer was waiting. And you don't want to keep the Saskatchewan silencer waiting. He does not take that well.
Even if I'd known it was him, I probably would have moved on. I mean, it was just, I had to get out on time. So I didn't know it was him, and that became a thing.
That's cool. He mentioned that player. That's awesome.
He either did, maybe he mentioned the Lions. I think he was a Lions fan. And that at the press conference, I think he mentioned Joe Schmidt. So I think Joe Schmidt was in his 90s and is a Hall of Famer. Okay, picks early today. After sports, it is Football Friday on WGR. Why? Because it's Friday. And, I mean, every day is kind of a football day around here, but that's what we've got. And we want to thank our sponsors for that. It's brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We'll be back. In a Snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.